Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Beis, the last line on Daf Kuf Alpha Beis, and the Gemara previously brought a member of Rav, that Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kohen Gadol, V'chol B'kach Shemayim Oya, and Rav brought a raya from a pasuk at the end of Parshas Tzav, which discusses the Karbonis that Moshe Rabbeinu brought during the Shivas Yimei Amluyim, and B'negei the Karbon Shlomim, the pasuk states, V'yikach Moshe Sechoze, V'yinafeo Tufa L'fnei Hashem, Me'il Amluyim, L'moshe Hoy L'mona, Kashi Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and as Rashi brings, that we find the Lashon L'mona, B'negei Chalukah B'kohenim. Therefore, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. I am unfortunate that bothered that L'chayr from his pasuk, we only see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. And how do we know that he was considered a Kohen Gadol? Ayin Shom. And previously, the Gemara tried to bring a raya against Rav from a Braisa. And our Gemara now continues, Meisvei, that I'll ask you another question from another Braisa. And as we know, the Pesukim at the end of Pashat Baal Eischa teach us that after Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, so Miriam became a Mitzraya. And we know that in Pashas Tazria and Perak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, the pasuk teaches us that the only way that someone becomes a mitzraya is only based on the psak of a kohen, and the only way he becomes tar is only based on the psak of a kohen, as well as bringing korbanos. And as the pasuk tells us, Adam kiyah ba'ar b'sari se'isay sepachas ebeheres v'hoyah ba'ar b'sari l'neged saras huvel aron kohen alachah mibonav kohenim v'ra'ar kohen se'neged ba'ar b'sari v'se'ar b'nega hafach lovin umar neged amud ma'ar b'sari neged saras hu v'ra'ar kohen v'timei oisai. We find a similar lashon b'negei mitzraya muskar and a Mitzrayim Mukhlet. We also find a similar Lashon, but again, the Tire of Mitzrayah. Now, Bryce and A.S., Miriam Yaskira, that when Miriam became Mitzrayah, who paskin that she's actually Mitzrayah and is actually Tomei, and therefore she had to go out of the Machna for 7 days. And the Bryce now explains its question, as Im Tomei Moshe Yaskira, as if you will say that Moshe paskin that Miriam is Mitzrayah, the Gemara is Moshe Zarhu, and we continue on Daf Kuf Beis and Aleph, Vein Zar Royas and Agoyim, that Moshe is considered a Zar, even though a Zar that's a professional about a negative can actually help a kohen to determine if this is actually tzuras, but he can't be the one that paskins that this is actually tzuras and this person is tamei or this person is tar. And as we saw that the pasuk stated, "Behuvel aron a kohen oil achem ibonav kohenim." And lemaisa already at this point, we already see the question of the Gemara. As lemaisa, we see that Moshe was considered a zar, was not considered a kohen gadol. Even if we will say that Moshe Rabbeinu was only considered a kohen gadol during the Shivas Yimei Amluyim, we also see that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even considered a kohen after the Shivas Yimei Amluyim. Therefore, the Gemara has a question on Rav. Before the Gemara answers this question, the Gemara completes bringing down the Braisa and quoting from the Braisa. As the Braisa continues, "V'ntayma Aaron Askira," and if you're going to say that Aaron was the one that paskin that Miriam was Mitzraya, but Aaron Karvu ve'in Karvu is in a goyim. However, Aaron was Miriam's brother, at least according to Rabbi Meir. We know that a Karv cannot be raised in a goyim and can't paskin that a negis teras. And in Tap Taisis, on the Kuf Beis and Aleph, where Taisis brings that this is actually machlekes and mesechtes in a goyim. In Parak Beis, the Tanan, as the Tanakama actually holds, Kolon Goyim Adam Raya Chutz Menigay Atzmai, Rameo Imer Afli Nigay Kravov, that a Koyim cannot pass him, but Nigay in the Goyim of his Kravim. Gemara Mesechus Psachim explains, this Bryce is going according to Shita Rameir, and therefore the Bryce had this question as to who was the one that passed him that Miriam was a Mitzrayah. Ayin Rashi brings down the Makar for the din of Rameir, as the Gemara Mesechus Sanhedrin teaches us that the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim tells us, Beniksha Koyim of Nei Levi, Kivam Bach Hashem Alakachli Sharsay, Baruch B'Shem Hashem. Pasuk then states, "Val piyamiya kol riv v'chol noga yomakish rivim l'negoyim and negoyim l'rivim and ma negoyim b'yoyim af rivim b'yoyim and ma rivim shloy b'kravim af negoyim shloy b'kravim." Ayin and Taisus who brings down that Rabbanu al Karameir, they do not learn this hekish as this savri din mamonis b'layla ayin shom. The Brisa continues that who actually paskin that Miriam was material al kavod gadol cholak l'akash baruch l'Miriam but it's a shah that was actually akash baruch b'chvaydu v'atzmai who paskin that Miriam was material. And it was a great covet that Akash Baruch Hu did to Miriam at that time, as Omar, as Akash Baruch Hu stated, "Ani koyin vani maskira, ani cholta vani patra," that I am a koyin, and I will paskin that she is tamei, and I will also paskin that she is tar. And lemaisa from this brisa, we clearly see against Rav, as Rav stated that Moshe Rabbeinu was a koyin. This brisa stated that Moshe Rabbeinu was a zar. Gemara answers, "Amar Nachma Yitzchak Shani Maris Nagoyim da Aron Avonu Ksuvim Pasha," that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was certainly a koyin, b'negei avoda, however, b'negei Maris the Goyim, the Pasuk specifically states that there's a requirement for Aaron and his children to actually paskin that someone is a Mitzrayah or to paskin for Tyra. And as we saw that the Pasuk clearly states, "V'huvel Aaron HaKoyin or Achim Ibonim HaKoyinim," and therefore, even if Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a Koyin, and even if he's considered a Koyin Gadol, he had no right to actually paskin with the Gei Tzeras, as there is a clear Xeris HaKosov that had to be done by Aaron or his children, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. And I knew Mefarshim were bothered. Why did the Brisa state that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't paskin Benegay Miriam? Miriam was because he's a czar. If the Brisa could have just stated that Moshe was a carved to Miriam, just like it stated B'negei Aaron, Ayin Mashah, and Ayin the other Mefarshim, and also Ayin and Mefarshim were bothered that L'chayr, why couldn't Pinchas be the one to paskin that Miriam was a Mitzrayah? Some explained that our Gemara is going according to the Manda Omar that Pinchas was not yet a Kayin, and some explained that even if Pinchas was a Kayin, however, Pinchas wouldn't paskin in front of Aaron, as it's also for Talmud to be Mirirah of a Rabbi. Gemara continues, Mesvei, now let us ask another question of the Shita of Rav, who taught us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayin Gadol. We learned in the Brisa, Chamish Smachis, Hosei Lishavi Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, Ve'evil Echad, that in Pasha Shemini, when it was Vayhi Bayei Meshmini, and it was Hakamas HaMishkan, which was Echad B'nisan, the Sheva, who was the wife of Aaron HaKayin, and was the daughter of Aminadav, and was the sister of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, he had five extra reasons to be Mesimcha, more than other B'nai Yisrael, and she also had one reason to be in Avelos, and the Brisa now lists her five Simchais, as number one, Yevam HaMelech, that her brother-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu was the king, and number two, Isha Kohen Gadol, that her husband Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, number three, Binar Sagan, that Elazar was the Skan Kohen Gadol, and number four, Ben Binar Meshulach Melchama, Pinchas, who was a grandson, was the Meshulach Melchama, as Rashi brings down, to the Eshkol B'Midyan, and as we find in Pashas Matah, he's been a Gedol Melchama with Midyan, the Pasuk states, Vayishlach Eisam Moshe Elof Lamata Latzava, Eisam Ves Pinchas Ben Elazar Kohen Latzava, Uchliya Kish Vechatzis Atru B'Yadai, he was the Skan Kohen Gadol, that led Klai Yisrael to Melchama, Vehua Medabel La'am, and he's the one that spoke to the nation before they went to Melchama, as the Pasuk in Pashas Shaftim tells us that the Meshulach Melchama would tell the nation, Va'omar Leim Shema Yisrael, Atem Kriv Ma'yom Melchama Le'Veichem, Girech Le'Vavchem, Atiru Va'atachpizu, Atartu Mepneim, and clearly this Brisa holds that Pinchas was already considered a Kohen at that point. The Brisa continues that our fifth Simcha was, Va'achia Nasi Shevet, that her brother Nachshon Ben Aminadav was the Nasi of the Shevet for that day, and he brought Kabanes on Echad B'Nisan, as the Pasuk in Pashas Nasi tells us, Va'hi Amakri Ba'yemi Rishen as Kabanai, Nachshon Ben Aminadav L'mata Yehuda. Finally, Va'veil Ra'al Shtei Bnei'ah. Now on that day, Elisheva was also on Vela on her two children as Nadav and Avihu died on that day. The Gemara now asks this question on Rav, Tani Mias Yevam HaMelech, the Maaseh the Braisa taught us that her first Simcha was that her brother-in-law was the king, and his Mashma Melech in Kohen Gadolai, that he was only king, but he was not a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara answers, Ema Af Melech, that the Braisa means that not only was Moshe the Kohen Gadol, which Aaron was also the Kohen Gadol, Moshe had additional Maila as he was also the Melech. Ayin Ben Yadah, who explains why the Braisa used the term Yevam HaMelech instead of stating Achi Baila Melech, and as we know, that Yevam generally refers to someone that doesn't have children, and at this point, Elisheva and Aaron HaKohen certainly had children, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was never going to be Hayavam. Let us keep in mind, although Rav stated that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, but Rav certainly did not mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was always a Kohen Gadol, and Rav meant that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol during the Shivas Yimei Miluyim. However, after Shivas Yimei Miluyim, it would seem that Rav never felt that he would be considered a Kohen Gadol, and Rav meant that he would be a regular Kohen. Our Gemara now continues, Kitanoi, and as Rashi states, Kitanoi in Moshe Kohen Hoya, at this point of Rav, if Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a Kohen or not, actually a Machlekes Tanoim, and the Gemara brings down the Pasuk in Pasha Shmois, when Moshe Rabbeinu was by the snare, as Rashi brings down in Pasha Shmois, that Moshe Rabbeinu stood there for 7 days, was arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days, as to his ability to be the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and finally, Vayicha Af Hashem V'Moshe V'Yemer, Haloi Aaron Achicha Halevi Yadati Ki Dabi Yadabahu, V'Gam Hinehu Yotze L'Krasecha, V'Ra'acha V'Samach B'Libai. The Gemara now brings a Braisa that discusses this Pasuk, and we will see four different Shitais, as Rabbi Shulman Kocha Imer, Kol Harein Af Shabbatayah Nam B'Reisham V'Zel Leinam B'Reisham, as although every other time in the Torah, when the Pasuk mentions the Lashon of Harein Af, finds some sort of effect of the Harein Af, as Rashi brings that we find some sort of a simin for the Harein Af, and Pam Makar, Pam Nazifa, Pam Klala V'Gidov, going as we find in Shmuel Aleph, when Shaul was angry at his son Yonason, the Pasuk tells us, V'yicha Af Shaul B'Yonason, V'yoyim Eloi Ben Na'avis Hamadis, Lo Yadati Ki Boicha Ato, Lo Ben Yishai Levashtachol, Lo Boishis Ervas Imecha, and we see that based on his Harein Af, he called Yonason Ben Na'avis Hamadis. Rashi brings another example from Eov. The Pasuk tells us that Eliyahu ben Barachia, who was a friend of Eov, and who was younger than Eov, he was angry at Eov. The Pasuk tells us, V'yicha Af Eliyahu ben Barachia, Buzi B'mishpachas Ram B'Eov, Chara Apoy Atzad Kri Nafshim Elikim. A few psukim later, the Pasuk tells us, like Rab Miachkim, who was a king of Yavinu Mishpat, and he was talking to Eov, who was older than him, and he said, just because you're a Zokin, you don't necessarily understand Mishpat. Finally, Rashi brings a Pasuk in Pashas Vayitze, where the Pasuk states, V'yicha Af Yaakov B'Rachel, V'yomer, Hasachas Elikim Anoichi, Hashem Manam Yimeich Privaten. And as Rashi states, Lashon Nazifa, and Zok Rabbi Shua Menkoch, halacha that although in other places in the Torah where the pasuk uses lashon charenav, we find a roshim. However, over here, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Moshe, we don't find any roshim. Rashi continues. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai argues Rabbi Shimon ben Kacha, and he states avzen neman by roshim that even b'negei Moshe Rabbeinu there is a roshim. And as the pasuk states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, haloy Aaron achicha Levi, Aaron your brother that is a Levi, he will be a spokesperson. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is bothered by loykoyin who that lemaisa Aaron was a koyin. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically called a Levi? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai explains alahachi ka'amalei that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, ani amati at the koyin v'hu Levi, that although my original intent was that you will be the koyin and Aaron will be the Levi, achshav hu koyin v'at Levi, as an einish for not agreeing to become the spokesperson of Klal Yisrael, he will be the koyin and you will be the Levi. As Rashi explains, haloy Aaron echicha Levi, shay roy elias Levi yadati ki dabi yadabahu sham zach lakuna. Certainly Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai argues on Rav, as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a koyin, and the Brisa continues, but chacham oimrim lein iskai Moshe al shivus yemei amluyim bilvad, and the chacham hold that Moshe Rabbeinu only had a din of a koyin during the shivus yemei amluyim, but not beforehand and not afterwards. And in Rashi lein iskai Moshe lepasuk lekahuna ma'ilam, and seems Rashi is explaining that the chacham agreed to Rabbi Shimon ben Kacha when the pasuk stated vayichaf Hashem v'Moshe there was no reishim, as Moshe was never supposed to be a koyin. Once again, it would come out that chacham do not agree to Rav, as they hold that Moshe Rabbeinu was only a koyin during shivus yemei amluyim and not beforehand and not afterwards. Finally, the Brisa continues and brings a man to Amad that would hold like Rav, as Vyesh Aimim like Paskahuna El Mizar Shel Moshe, and others explain and they agree to Rav that Moshe Rabbeinu was not only a Kohen during Shivus Yemei Amluyim, but he was also a Kohen for the rest of his life. And as Rashi states, Rav da Amad Ki Yesh Aimim, but Yesh Aimim agreed to Rav Shimon ben Yochai da Avzeh Nam by Reisham, and the Reisham was that although Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen for his entire life, his children were not Kohanim. Shenem, and as the Paskin Divri Yaman tells us, Moshe Ishel Akim, Bani Vikarwa Shevet Alevi, and we see that his children were considered part of Shevet Levi, they weren't considered Kohanim, as Rashi brings down, Abel Hu Kohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a Kohen all his life. The Brisa continues that the Yeshayim bring another Makar to prove that Moshe was considered a Kohen. The Pasuk in Tehillim states, Moshe Ba'aron B'Kohenu V'Shmuel B'Kohen Shemoi Kohen Al Hashem V'Hu Yanim. Clearly we see that Moshe was considered a Kohen. The Gemara now asks, Ma'iva Imer, why did the Brisa bring this Pasuk from Tehillim if the Brisa already brought the Pasuk from Divrei Yamim that clearly states that Bana V'Yikar Al Shevet Alevi? The Gemara explains that if we would only have the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, V'Chitim L'Deiris Tu Dechsev, one would have had a Hamina that really Moshe was also a Levi. However, since Moshe already died, so therefore in Divrei Yamim will only be Miaches, his children. And we say that his children were considered Levim, but certainly Moshe Rabbeinu himself was also a Levi, and Ba'im Moshe Va'ar Mechayinav. Therefore, the Brisa brings a pasuk in Tehillim that explicitly tells us that Moshe was a Kohen. Mor now continues and asks, how could the Brisa state that everywhere in the Torah where the pasuk uses Lashon Charenav, we find a Reisham, but Vaksiv, but the pasuk in Pashas Bo states, and when Moshe Rabbeinu went to warn Pirate about Max Bechoris, Pasuk used the Lashon of Vayetzim in Pirate Bechoriaf, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything to Pirate, and we don't find a Reshom. However, the Gemara states, Amr Ish Lakish, such Vyatza, that even over there we find a Reshom. Ish Lakish taught us that prior to leaving, Moshe Rabbeinu actually slapped Pirate, and therefore we do find a Reshom. The Gemara continues and is bothered, Umir Amr Ish Lakish Hachi, that how can you say Rish Lakish said that Moshe Rabbeinu actually hit Parai Vaksiv, if the Pasuk in Pashas Ve'ira teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Leichel Parai Ba'beika Hine Yitza Maima Yitzavta Lekrosa Al Sfas Ha'ar Vamata Asher Nepach Lenochash Tikach Biyadecha. And there's machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Echon, as Va'om Rish Lakish Melechu V'haz B'lei Ponim, that Rish Lakish says that since the Pasuk states V'nitzavta Lekrosa, as Rashi states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu V'nitzavta Lekrosa Lefi Gedulasa Yikain Lekrosa, based on the fact that he's the Melech, therefore, when standing in front of him, you should give him the proper respect. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon argues in Rish Lakish, and he holds Rasha Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that since Parai is a Rasha, so even though he's a Melech, but he is Panechabai, you should still have Ha'ozah towards him. And as Rashi states, he learns it from the same words, as since the Pasuk states, V'nitzavta Lekrosai, Amelchamo, Odaba Azaz. But the Maisa we see that according to Rish Lakish, since he was a Melech, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to give him proper respect. How could it be that Rish Lakish would state, Satru V'yotza, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually slapped Parai on his face? The Gemara initially responds, Epoch, that in Chanami we should switch around the Shitas of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Echon. Rish Lakish actually holds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that Rosh Hu Vei is Panechabai, therefore it makes sense Rish Lakish would say that Moshe Rabbeinu actually slapped Parai. And keep in mind that according to this Teretz, we still have an issue that ultimately what would Rabbi Yechonon do with the fact that the pasuk uses lashon charinav, since we don't find any roshim? The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yanai lo ilum tei emes malchus alecha. Yanai teaches us that from this pasuk we see that a person should always have the fear of malchus and should always speak respectfully to a melech. The chsiv, and as we saw that the pasuk in Pashas Bais stated, v'yardu kol v'decha ilaylai ilulu today lekamalei. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi that Yavadim will come to me in order to beg me to stop the makkah, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not say that Paroi himself would come b'chfaydu v'atzmai. That would not have been respectful. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechonon Amma Mehacha. Rabbi Yechonon explains that we learn this idea of lo ilum tei emes malchus alecha from a pasuk in Malachim Aleph that states, v'yad Hashem hoysel yo v'yishanes masna v'yards l'fnei achav ad b'yecha Yisraela. Even though Achav was a Rasha, but since Achav was a Melech and Achav was left alone in his chariot, so Eliyahu made sure to escort him, as it wouldn't have been proper for the Melech to travel without an escort. And keep in mind that L'chir according to a Gemara that stayed the Epoch, so why would Rabbi Yechonon have to bring this Raya? L'chir we have a Raya from the Pasuk B'negei Parai. Rabbi Yechonon explained, Melechu v'haz b'lei panim ayin sham v'tzar b'ir and ayin Rashi v'ilu l'dei l'kamalei v'yirati elai v'shtach v'isi l'ilema v'av agav n'meskona hachi hava d'chsiv. And as the Pasuk states, v'yikru l'moshe l'aron laila, Parai himself went to find Moshe and Aaron, v'yoymer kumu tzu'u m'teich ami gam atem gam b'nei Yisrael u'lechu ivdu es Hashem k'daberchem. And Rashi continues, v'yartzel f'nei achav achav v'richav hu ratzel f'anav she'achav yichidi v'lav v'yarech ara. The Gemara now continues, amu ula b'kish Moshe malchus v'lei nisan elai. Moshe Rabbeinu requested a kingdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not agree to him. And Mefarshim explained that the makor that Moshe was b'kish malchus from the pasuk by the snare that states, v'yar Hashem kisar l'reis v'yukri lo v'alekim v'teich asnav v'yayim Moshe Moshe v'yayim Hineini. They bring down that Moshe stated, I'm prepared to accept the kuhuna, and I'm also prepared to accept malchus, and the Lashon Hineini refers to kuhuna and malchus. And Ula explains that how do we know that he actually requested this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu denied the request? The chsiv, as the pasuk in Shmai states, v'yayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, al tikrav haloyim, that you should not come close by, sha'al no lechem ha'raglecho ke'amokam sha'ata imir lo avad meskoydishu. As Ula explains, v'yayim haloyim ala malchus, that the Lashon haloyim refers to malchus, sh'neman, as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis tells us, v'yayim ha'malach dover, yesh l'fnei Hashem, v'yayim ha'mi anechi Hashem alikim, u'mi besi ke'vistani ad haloyim, that after Nasan HaNavi told David HaMelech that the kingdom will remain with Malchus Beis David, all his descendants will be king. David stated that, who am I and why was I worthy? I should receive the Malchus. And the pasuk uses Lashon Haloyim, and therefore we see Haloyim refers to Malchus. The Gemara continues, Masiv Rabba, the Rabbi asked the following question, that how can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a king? We previously saw in the Braisa that discusses the Simcha of Elisheva. In our Gemara, the Gemara brings this down at this point from Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel Emei Yavam HaMelech, the first Simcha was that a brother-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu was the king, and therefore we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually a melech. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ba'ula, the Rav Ba'ula explains that certainly Moshe Rabbeinu was a king. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting their kingdom, he wasn't only requesting for himself, but he was also requesting for his children. As Rav Ba'ula states, Lo Yilazari Kamar, and it's to this request that Kadosh Baruch Hu stated, Al Tikrav Elohim, that although you will be the melech, however the melucha will not continue to your children. The Gemara now continues that based on this teret, so it would come out that when the pasuk used Lashon Al Tikrav Elohim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that although you will be a melech, however, will not continue to the children. Therefore, the Lashon of Elohim is mashma malchus that will continue, will not only be for one person. The Gemara therefore is for cholich d'chsiv Elohim l'derisu, was some agers for cholich d'chsiv Elohim ad olamhu. That do you see whenever the word Elohim is used, it refers to a kingdom that will last for generations. V'agabi shol d'chsiv, but we find when Shaul became the king, the pasuk in Shmuel Al tells us that when Shmuel went to make Shaul the king, v'yishalu oid b'Hashem hava oid Elohim ish. Because Shaul did not feel royal melucha, so he went to hide. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel that Shaul was hiding, and l'maisa the pasuk used the lashon haloyim, even though we know that Shaul's melucha did not last forever, did not last for multiple generations. And as the Gemara states, v'hu in zarei loy, and we know that Shaul was a king, but his children were not kings. Even so, the pasuk used the lashon haloyim. Gemara brings two terutzim as number one, iba yisema ha'hava ish b'ishes. Number one, that we know that after Shaul died, even though David was already the king, however, Abner appointed Ish-Boshesh, who was the son of Shaul, to be the next king, and he was actually king for 2 years, and therefore the pasuk used the term Elohim, as it's not only referring to the kingdom of Shaul, and it's referring to a kingdom of Ish-Boshesh as well. The Gemara continues, V'yibayisema, and if you want, I could tell you that really the word Elohim refers to multiple generations, and originally not only would Shaul be the king, but really his future generations would have been kings as well, therefore it was appropriate to use the word Elohim. However, Shani Shaul, Afilu Begabe Lekayim, however, ultimately, Shaul lost the right to the kingdom and lost right to Melucha Lo'ilam. This was based on Shaul's averes, and just like we learned from Rabbi Lezer, the name of Chanina, b'shosha peiskin gedul adam peiskin leil zari atzev kol aderes. When a person receives a position of power from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, generally it will last forever. And as the pasuk in Iyov states, leigra mitzadik ena ves malachim lakise veyeshivu netzach veyibohu, and we see that that position would have lasted forever. If one attains a position of power and he becomes a bal gaiva, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will remove him from that position and will lower him down. And as we just saw, that the pasuk stated by Yibou that if he will become haughty, as our Gemara continues, Shenema, and the next pasuk in the Yibou states, Vimasurim Bazikim Milachtum Bechavli Oini, once they become haughty, they will be tied up in chains. As Rashi states, by Yibou, Vimasurim Bazikim, Gavus Libum, Gurim Laham Lias Asurim Bazikim, Yilachtum Bechavli Oini. Our Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah and Daf Tzadok Chesam and Beis that taught us, Tvul Yoyim Mechus Kapurim, Einu Chilkum Mekachim Lechol Erev, Oinu Negeah, Veinu Makar, Veinu Chilk Lechol Erev. And then the Mishnah taught us, Balimumin, Bein Balimumin Oivirin, Bein Balimumin Kavuin, Chilkum Veichlin, Avalei Makrivin. Although it's also for Balimumin to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, however, they still have a right to take a chaluka of the Kabbonis together with their Beisav, as we explain that Rashi brings down that even though they can't do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, however, the Balimumin actually were able to help out in the Beis Hamikdash, as they could remove the worms from wood, and therefore they had a right to that portion in Kabbonis. And our Gemara now begins, Minani Mili, how do we know that a Kohen that's a Balimum has a right to a chelik in Kachim? The Gemara will now discuss the Rita from Sukkim, the first pasuk from Pashas Tav, which discusses the Karb Mincha, and the pasuk states, Kol Zachar B'nei Aaron Yechlana, Chok Oilum Adar Yosecha Me'isha Hashem, Kol Shiyiga Behem Yikdash. There's another pasuk from Pashas Tav, B'negeya Karb Mechatas, where the pasuk states, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Beis, Kol Zachar B'Kleinim Yechal Eisav Kledish Kedashim Hi. Finally, there's a third pasuk in Pashas Tav, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Vav, that states, Kol Zachar B'Kleinim Yechlanu, B'makim Kledish Yechal Kledish Kedashim Hu. Let us also point out, when the Pesukim in Pashas Emma discussing Kohanim Bali Mumin, the pasuk states, Kol Isha Sheboi Mum Mizera Aaron HaKohen Lo Yigash Lahakar V'Sishi Hashem Mum Boi Yes Lechem Alikov Lo Yigash Lahakar. And then the pasuk states, Lechem Alikov Mikotche Kodeshim Mikodeshim Yechel. Even though a Bal Mum cannot do that Vidin Beis HaMikdash, however, a Bal Mum has a right to eat from Kachim. And our Gemara now begins Tanur Rabbanon that we learned to the Braisa. When the pasuk B'Negeya Kor Mincha states, Kol Zachar Lo Rabbis Bal Mumin, that comes to include a Bal Mum. And as the Gemara continues in Es Lamai, and what are we coming to include as Ilachila, as if you're going to say that the pasuk is being mechadish to us that a bal mum can eat kachim? Certainly that can't be, as we read Emor, as we already saw the pasuk in Pashas Emor that taught us lechem alikav mikadosh hakadoshim min hakadoshim yoichel. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us al chaluka. It must be that this pasuk by Kor Mincha that states kol zacha is coming to be ma'abo bal mum al chaluka. The Gemara continues that even though we just proved this point but the gei Kor Mincha, however tanya idach we have another Braisa that teaches us a similar point but the gei Kor Mechatas. As we saw, the pasuk by the gei Kor Mechatas in Pashas Tzav tells us kol zacha. And once again, the Rabbis Bal Mumin, this is coming to include Bal Mumin. And the Gemara once again asks, Lamai, as Ilach Hilar Rikra Omar, as if it's coming to teach us that he has a right to eat a carbon. We already know that from the Pasuk and Pashas Emma that stated, Lechem Alekav Mikotche Kadosh Meichel, Ilach Haluka Rikra Omar. If you're going to say it's coming to teach us that he has a right to a portion of Kachim, Harikra Omar, but that's also taught to us by a Karim Mincha. Therefore, the Gemara explains, El Lu Bal Mumin Karai, She Yochel Inli Alatam Vinas Bal Mum, Bal Mumin Karim Minayin, Tamaloy Mikol Zachar, that if we would only have the pasuk by Kor Mincha, one would have thought that the only time the Bal Mum has a right to Kachim, has a right to a chelik of Kachim, is only if initially he was a Tam, and then he became Bal Mum. But if someone was always a Bal Mum, so maybe he would not have a right to Chaluka, and therefore the pasuk by the Geir Chattas tells us, Kol Zachar, in order to be Ma'ab Bal Mum, that even if he was Bal Mum Meikorai, that he still has a right to Chaluka. Finally, the Gemara continues and brings the third Braisa that discusses the pasuk by Asham, as Tani Idach, that when the pasuk by the Geir Asham states, Kol Zachar, once again, the Rabbis Bal Mum, that's coming to include a Bal Mum. And once again, the Gemara goes through the exercise as Lamai, as was is coming to teach us, as Ila Achila Rikva Omar, as if it's coming for Achila, that we already stated in Pashas Emma, Lechem Alka, Mikotche Kadosh Miachal, and Vila Chaluka Rikva Omar. And as we saw that the Pasuk states, Kol Zachol, the Rabbis Bal Mumin, by Korb Mincha, Ila Bal Mum Meikorai, Harikva Omar, and if it's teaching us that this didn't apply to Bal Mum Meikorai, we already learned it from the words Kol Zachol that we saw by Korb Mechatas. Therefore, the Gemara explains, El Bal Mum Oiver, that this pasuk is coming to teach us a chiddush, but the gei bal mum oiver, she yochel inli al bal mum kavua, bal mum oiver minayin tamalei mekol zachar. As one may have thought that only a bal mum kavua has a right to a chelik of kachim, however, bal mum oiver would not have a right to a chelik in kachim. Therefore, the pasuk repeats kol zachar by a korban asham in order to teach us that even a bal mum oiver would have a right to a chelik of kachim. The gemara now continues and is klapi lai that lechayr the svar should be pumfakert, as it would seem that it would be more pasha to say that a Baal Mum Oiva should have a right to a Chelek in Kachim, whereas a Baal Mum Kavua, that will always be a Baal Mum, should not have a Chelek in Kachim. And why did Brisa say, Sheyachal Ainli El Baal Mum Kavua, Baal Mum Oiva Minayin? The Gemara brings two Terutzim, as number one, Amr Rav Sheshes Epoch, Rav Sheshes says, that in the Chanami, we should switch around a member of the Brisa, and the Brisa really meant to say that one would have a Havmina, that only a Baal Mum Oiva would have a right to Kachim, and Baal Mum Kavua would not have a right to a Chelek in Kachim, Kamashbalon, that a Baal Mum Kavua also has a right to Kachim. However, Rabashi Amal, and Rashi says that the actual Brisa is correct, and we should not switch around the words of Brisa, as the Istrich and the Chiddush of the Brisa is, we require the words of Kol Zocho by Karban Osham, Zalkad et Chamino, and we continue on Kaf Kofbez and Bez, Ki Tomei, that we should compare the Din of Baal Mum to a Tomei, and Mat Tomei, commonly Tar Le Ochel, just like we find that someone is Tomei, and eventually will become Tar, so as long as he's still Tomei, he cannot eat Kachim, and he would not receive a Chelek of Kachim, therefore we could have had a Havmina, Af Hainami, commonly Misakin Le Ochel, so the same din would apply to the Baal Mum Oiver, that since eventually he will not be a Baal Mum, therefore he would not have a Chelek in Kachim while he's still a Baal Mum, Kamashmalon, and therefore the Torah states called Zocho by a Karban Osham, in order to teach us that even Baal Mum Oiver has a right to a Chelek in Kachim, as Rashi at Baal Mum states, Marotim Akra Kama Kavuahu the Achshir Achmana Chosala, Meshun Lesle Tera Lamachulia Machina, that one would have a Hamina, that the only time the Torah states that a Baal Mum has a right to a Chelek in Kachim is only by a Baal Mum Kavua, as he will always be a Baal Mum, therefore the Torah had Rachmanis, and the Torah stated they could even have a Chelek in Kachim at this point. However, since Baal Mum Oiver will eventually not be a Baal Mum, maybe the Torah would not allow him to have a Chelek in Kachim, and this would be like a Dovish Yeshla Matirin, and Kamash Malon, that even Baal Mum Oiver has a right to a Chelek in Kachim, and I and Mefarshim will discuss why the Gemara uses Lashon Achila, if it seems Pashut that our Gemara is talking about a Din Chaluka and not about a Din Achila. Our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Chesem and Beis, Kol She'in Rei La'Avoida in Chelek B'Basar, that the Mishnah gave a klal that anyone that's not ready to do Avoid in the Beis Mikdash does not have a right to a Chelek in Basar Kachim. And as Rashi pointed out in our Mishnah, that our Gemara will ask an obvious question, and as our Gemara continues, V'loi, that is this actually true, that one that is not Rei La'Avoida does not have a Chelek in Kachim, a Rei Baal Mum to Rei La'Avoida V'Chelek, that right beforehand the Mishnah already stated that even though a Baal Mum is not Rei La'Avoida, they still Chelek in Kachim, and therefore how could a Mishnah say such a klal? And the Gemara continues, V'su, I'll ask you another question based on a diak from our Mishnah, that's mashman from the Mishnah, that kol she'ein rei la'avoida in chelek b'basa, ha rei la'avoida chelek, and it's mashman that anyone that's rei la'avoida would have a right to a chelek in basa kachim, and the Gemara is, rei tamei b'karban sibur rei la'avoida v'ein chelek, that we know that someone is tamei has a right to bring a karban sibur where tum is hutra b'tzibur, or tum is dechuyu b'tzibur, and we know that when a karban sibur is brought b'tumah, then the karban is not eaten, and therefore we see against this klal, as although this kohen that is tamei is rei la'avoida, but even so, he's not chelek b'basa, and he can't eat the basa kachim. The Gemara continues and answers both of these questions by changing the lashon of Mishnah, as although the lashon of the Mishnah was kol she'in rei la'avoida in chelek b'basa. However, the Gemara explains rei la'achila kamar, that the actual lashon of Mishnah should be kol she'in rei la'achila in chelek b'basa. And since a baal mum is rei la'achila, therefore he has a right to chelek of kachim. And since a tamei by korbanis tiba has no right to eat basa of kachim, therefore he wouldn't receive a chelek in kachim. But the Gemara continues and asks, very cotton the rei la'achila v'ein chelek, that this cloud would not either work, as l'maisa cotton is rei la'achila, and even though he's rei la'achila, he doesn't have a right to a chelek and a portion of kachim, and as Rashi brings down the chsiv, and as the pasuk in Parshas Sav states, v'chol mincha b'lulu b'shamen v'charei v'chol b'nei aron tia ish ke'achiv v'dashin ala b'menachas v'kedushin ish chelek afilu baal mum v'ein cotton chelek afilu tam. And the Gemara responds and answers, ha'loik tani, that since the Mishnah is only discussing the negative side of the cloud, and the Mishnah states kol she'in rei la'achila, and the Mishnah actually doesn't specify the positive side, and the Mishnah doesn't state mefurish kol shiroi la'achila chelek b'basa, so therefore we have the right to make this diuk, and ein chenami, even though a cotton is roi la'achila, he would still not be chelek b'basa. And the Gemara continues to explain the hashadas l'achi, that once we had to get to this teretz and we had to explain that we're not going to ask a question based on a diuk from the Mishnah, so la'ilum could come make her, really we could go back and read the Mishnah as we had in our Mishnah, that kol shiroi la'achila ein chelek b'basa. And even though at that point we had two questions, as we were medayif in the Mishnah, ha rei la'avoida chelek, and therefore we ask, rei tamei b'kabbalin stiba, de rei la'avoida b'ein chelek. However, the Gemara now explains, im shum tamei halik tadi, as if you're going to bring the diak b'negei or someone that's tamei, so that is actually not mefurish in the Mishnah, and as we stated, that we're not going to ask a question based on the diak, as the Mishnah is only focusing on the negative, and not focusing on the positive, and certainly it's possible that even though there's someone that's rei la'avoida, they will still not be chelek, And although someone that's Tamei is Roy Lavoida by Kabbonis Tzibor, where Tum is Hutra B'Tzibor, however, ultimately the fact that he can't be Choyel B'Kachim would not be against the explicit cloud that we mentioned in our Mishnah, and would only be against a Diuk that we made from a Mishnah, and we can't ask a question from this Diuk. And Lemaisa, based on the Gears that we had on Mishnah, we had another question that Baal Mum is not Roy Lavoida, and even so he's Choyel B'Kachim, and if so, how did Mishnah state a cloud that Kol She'en Roy Lavoida ain't a Choyel B'Basa? And the Gemara explains, V'Imushim Baal Mum, Rachman Rabia, and if your question will be from a Baal Mum, so that would also not bother us, as ultimately the Torah states Kol Zachar, and that comes to be Ma'arba Baal Mum, and therefore clearly we see that the Torah is Ma'arba Baal Mum L'Chaluka, and even though that would be against the Klal of our Mishnah, however, that's a Mefurish Pasuk, and therefore our Mishnah could still say it's Klal, as L'maisa our Mishnah is giving us a general rule regarding anyone else that's not Roy Lavoida, and anyone else that's not Roy Lavoida would not receive a Chiluk and Kachim. I in the second Tesis on Daf Kuf Beis and Beis, where Tesis bothered, Tema the Parach Mitamim B'Kabayin Sibah, she boil El, Vavim Matzal Mifah, Mekayin Gadol Einan, Roy Lavoida, the Ein Echelu, the Pshitel and Le'el, Breish Pirkin, Kedetani Beheda, that why did Agamari ask a question from the case of a Kayin that's Tamei, now although they're able to perform Avoida with Thomas Hutra B'Tzibah, but even so they're not able to be Chelu B'Kachim, is this din is not actually a din that's brought in a Braisa, and it's only based on a question that the Gemara brought on that Tzadik Tesimon Aleph, and really our Gemara could have asked the same question from a case of a Kayin Gadol that's an Einin, that although we know the Kayin Gadol could do Avoida in the base of Migdash, and even so he doesn't have right to Chelu B'Kachim, and this is Mefurish in a Braisa, Ayin and Taisvis. The Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah, that if our Mishnah taught us that Ful Yom Mechusuk HaPurim is Ein Cholkin B'Kachim Lech La'arev, that the Mishnah taught us Afilu Tamim B'Shas Vikas Damim, that even if a Kayin was Tamei by the time of Zvikas Damim, V'Tar B'Shas Hek T'Chalavim, and as we know that Hek T'Chalavim V'Varvarim could be done even at night, and this Kayin actually was Tayvul during the day, and then he had Harav Shemesh, and by the time that he did Hek T'Chalavim V'Varvarim, he was already Tar, but even so, Ein Cholik B'Basa, he would not have a right to any Cholik in his Basa. And the Mishnah continued and brought a Pasuk, Shinemar, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Sav states, Hamakav is Dama Shlom V'Sechilu B'Mvei Aaron Loisiyah Shek Yom L'Mana. And Agamar now points out a Diyik from a Mishnah, that's Mashma that our Tana holds, that it's only Tommy B'Shas Vikas Dama V'Tar B'Shas Hek T'Chalavim V'Tar B'Shas Hek T'Chalavim V'Tar But if it would be Punk Vakad, Hatar B'Shas Vikas Dama V'Tar B'Shas Hek T'Chalavim V'Cholik, that if there was a coin that was Tar at the time of the Zvikas Adam, and then prior to them doing Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim, the coin became Tommy, then even though he was Tommy at the time that they were Cholik the Basar, he would still have a right to a portion of the Basar. And let us keep in mind that this would be Negea to a case where a coin became Tommy after Zvikas Adam, and either before he went to the mikvah and he was still completely Tamei, or even after he went to the mikvah and he still required Harav Shemesh, that they did Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim during the day, and then once it was Harav Shemesh he became Tar, and therefore he has a right to eat the Basar Kachim, and he also would have a right to Chelik in the Basar Kachim. And the Gemara states, Masisid like Abishol, that our Mishnah is Chelik in Abishol, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Abishol Imeh, that Abishol actually argues on this point, as Abishol learns from the exact same Pasuk as we brought on our Mishnah, that Lo'ilam in a Chelik, Achei Tar Mishas Rika, Achas Hek T'Chalavim, that the only time that a Kohen will be able to be Chelik in Basar Kachim is only if he was Tar from the point of Zrika until after Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim. And the Makar is the Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pashas Sav states, Hamakav is Dama Shlom Vesachilim B'Dei Aaron Leisiya Sheikh Yom L'mana. And this Pasuk actually states that in order to receive any portion of the Sheikh Yomin, then the Kohen had to be Rei Lavoida, both at the point of being Makav the Dama Shlomim, meaning the point of Zrika, as well as by Hek T'Chalavim, as the Pasuk specifically tells us both. And as the Brisa continues, that Filu Hek T'Chalavim Nami Boi, that is also a requirement that the Kohen has to be Tar at the time of Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim. And the Mefarshim explain that the Tanava Amishnah is Chelik on Abishol, as he holds that since Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim is not Makiv at all, therefore if one is Tamei at the time of Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim, that would not be a reason for him to lose his Chelik in Basar Kachim. And Ayin Rashi Dibel Maschel that Filu Hek T'Chalavim Nami Boi Shei Roy Lahakter, the Tanakama Sava Loi Siya Sheki Yomim L'Mana Amakiv Dama Shlom Kai, that when the Pasuk states that he receives a portion of Sheki Yomim, is only going back on the one that's Makiv Dama Shlomim, Kashkan Krachrina, and as we find another Pasuk in Pashas Sav that states, V'hikri menu echem, yikol karmen chumal Hashem, l'koyin azerik as dama shlom lo yiyah, and therefore we see that the chalukah of the basar is only dependent on the zrikas adam, and not dependent on hekta chalavim v'varim, and as Rashi states, v'leik sib makti chalavim, and Rashi continues and is bothered that the pasuk that Amishnah brought down, which is the same pasuk that Abishol brought down, specifically mentions chalav, and zok Rashi, v'hachad chsib as a chalav, lo yil roi yasa, el lemoidu ba'vaydais, that's not come to teach us that the only time that a koyin gets a portion of the basar is only if he's ready to do the avoda at the time of Hek T'Chalavim V'Varim. What's coming to teach us that the only claim that has a right to the basar is the only one that is made in avodais, k'darish le'bishchitas chulim Rav Shimon Oimer called Koyin Shein Moed Bavoida in a Chil Bakuna. Shenem and the Gemara Masechtas Chulin brings down the pasuk in Pashas Tzav Hamakvus Dama Shlamim Ein Leil Zrika Minayin LeRabbis Hekla Chulam Vavarim Tamalim Vesachilev Minayin LeRabbis Shakol Avedus Tamalim Bnei Aaron Avedim Sul Bnei Aaron called Koyin Shein Moed Boy in a Chil Bakuna Ayin Shom. Now our Gemara now continued by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked the following question according to Shitas Abba Shaul, as Abba Shaul just taught us that a Koyin only receives a Chil Gan Basa if he was Roy Lavoida both at the time of Zrika Sadam as well as at the time of Hekla Chulam Vavarim. And therefore Rav Ashi asked Nitman bin Tayamau, that what if a Kohen was Roy Lavoida both at the time of Zrikas Adam as well as at the Chulam Vavarim, however he was not Roy Lavoida in between, and for example where at the time of Zrikas Adam he was Tar, then the Kohen became Tamei Sheret, he then went to the Mikvah and also had a Hair of Shemesh before they did Hekla Chulam Vavarim, and therefore at the time of Zrikas Adam as well as at the time of Hekla Chulam Vavarim he was Tar, but he was Tamei between those two periods of time. So would this Kohen have right to Chelik in the Bus of Kachim or not? And Rav Ashi explains the Shailo B'Shas Rika B'Shas Haktar B'Ino Be'Ika, that is Abba Shaul's point based on the Lashon HaPasuk that one has to be Tar at the time of Zrika and the time of Hekta Chalam Ve'Varim, and it doesn't make a difference if he's Tummy in between, and even if he was, he would still receive a Chelik in a Basa. And Rav Ashi continues, Oidilma, or do we say that the Lashon of Abba Shaul was Dafka and the Lashon of Abba Shaul was that in a Chelik Achei Tar B'Shas Rika B'Shas Hekta Chalam Ve'Varim, and since at some point this Kohen was Tummy, therefore he would not have a Chelik in a Basa, and the Gemara ends off, Teiku, and the Gemara is not Pesha to Shaila, and the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and as we will see, he will bring down a conversation with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the Mefarshim explained that certainly we can't be Gerus Rava, as certainly he didn't meet Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and therefore they are Gerus Amar Rav, and as we know that Rav was from the first Amrayim and the latest of the Tanayim, and as we know, Rav Tanu Upalig, and Rav was able to have this conversation with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and as the Gemara states, Amar Rav, the Rav stated, Haydin Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Gemirna, that I learned his din from Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Besakise Danta, you told me they actually made this cheshbin in the Besakise. Right at the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara will ask, V'hechi Ovid Hachi, that how could Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon think about Torah in the bathroom, V'am Rabbi Bechana Rabbi Echran, B'chol Mokim Mutl Hara, Chutz M'merchus of Besakise, and the Gemara will answer, Lo Inzei Shaini. Before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that the Gemara will actually go through a cheshbin, and the Gemara will ultimately come out and bring Psukim, B'negei Akar Mincha, B'negei Akar Mechathas, and B'negei Shlomim, that one that is a Tful Yoyim cannot eat from those Kabanais. In Pashas Tzav, B'negei Akar Mincha, the Pasuk says, V'chol Mincha, Shetei Ofer Batana, V'chol Nasim Macheshes, V'al Machvas, L'Koyin, Amakav Oysel, Leisiyah. Therefore, we see that the only one that receives a Chelik in a Mincha is only one that had a right to be Makav Akar Mincha. And B'negei Akar Mechathas, the Pasuk says, that Koyin Mechata Oysel Yachlanu, B'mokim Kodesh, Tei Ocher, B'chatzara El Moed. And finally, in Pashas Tzav, the Torah also talks about a Shlamim, and the Pasuk states, V'hikri Menu Echem, Yikol Karman, Chumal Hashem, L'Koyin, Azerik, Is Dama Shlamim, Leiyah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon will now go through his cheshbin in order to get to the point that he actually needed the gzeir sakasiv in order to teach us this dinim. And as the Gemara continues, but tful yoyim va'omar, that tful yoyim will come to a kohen that's in his base av, and he will say to him, tenli minchas yisrael va'ichal, give me a portion of the mincha of yisrael, and I will be able to eat it tonight. And amaloy, and the kohen will be able to respond to the tful yoyim, u'ma b'makom shi'yafak yichach b'chatascha, the chisicha mechatas yisrael, the madach b'negei akar mechatas, although we know that there's a maila for a kohen by a kar mechatas, as if a Kohen that's not part of the Beis Av wants to bring his own Korban Chatos, then he has a right to do so, even though it's not his Beis Av, and he has a right to keep all of that Basar. Even so, the Pasuk B'negei Korban Chatos tells us that a Tful Yoyim that's not Roy Lavoida does not have a right to a Chelik of a Korban Chatos. If so, Mokim Shehur Koychacha B'Minchoscha, in Adin Shadi Chacha B'Minchas Yisrael, then certainly B'negei Korban Mincha, where we know where a Kohen brings a Korban Mincha, that he doesn't even have a portion from his own Korban Mincha, and as we know that the Mincha of a Kohen is Kulei Kolel, therefore certainly, since you're a Tful Yoyim, so you have no right to a Chelik in this Korban Mincha. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon continued that Amaloi, that the Tful Yoyim will say to the Kohen, Umam de Chisani Mechatas Yisrael, Shech Shem Shiyofa Koychi, Kach Yofa Koychacha, that although you have a right to push me away, that I will not have a right to take from Mechatas Yisrael, that is because just like I have a greater strength by a Korban Chatas, you also have a greater strength by a Korban Chatas. However, who says that it gives you a right to push me off from a Korban Mincha, and who said, Tatachini Mimunchas Yisrael, Shech Shem Shiyofa Koychi, Kach Yofa Koychacha, and just like I have a weaker koyach by a mincha, as it's kulei kolel, so you also have a weaker koyach by a korban mincha, and maybe if I'm a tful yoyim, I would still have a right to a chelik in a korban mincha, and because of this tiny of the tful yoyim, so amaloi, so the kohen will say back to the tful yoyim, harei wa'imel a kohen amakrev oisel leisia, ba hakrev ba'choyel, in a chenami, because the tful yoyim may have a tiny in order to take a chelik in a korban mincha, so therefore the Torah had to specify that since the tful yoyim is not roi la'vaida, therefore he's not ready to take a chelik in a korban mincha. The Gemara now continues, and Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon will have the same shakla v'taya that would happen between a kohen that's a tol yoyim and a kohen that's tar b'negei a kar minchatos. And although we already saw it as a gzeir sakaso b'negei a kar mincha, that a tol yoyim does not have a right to a chilek in a kar mincha. However, Rav Shimon continues to point out that the Torah also had to state the same gzeir sakaso b'negei a kar minchatos. And as Rav Shimon continues, that amaloi tenli mechatos yisrael v'ichal, the tol yoyim will say to a kohen that's tar, that although I'm a tol yoyim, but you should allow me to take a chilek from mechatos yisrael, and I'll be able to eat it tonight. And amaloi, however, the kohen that's tar will say to the tol yoyim that you don't have a right to a chilek in the kar minchatos based on the following kal v'chomer, and this kal v'chomer will be based on the din that we already saw b'negei a kar mincha, and the kal v'chomer will be as follows: that a ma b'makom shehu rekoichi b'minchasi dechisicha minchas yisrael, that madoch in a case of a mincha where I have a shvacha koyach to a mincha, as if I would bring my own mincha, I don't have a right to any part of the mincha, since it's kulei kolol. Even so, when a Yisrael brings a mincha, then I would take the entire chelik of the mincha Yisrael, and since you're a tefil yoyim, so you wouldn't get any part of the mincha Yisrael. And if so, certainly, makom shiyafa koyach b'chatasi, ain't din shadichacha mechatas Yisrael. Certainly, since we know that a kohen has a greater right by a kar mechatas, as he can even bring a kar mechatas when it's not his turn, and it's not his based av, and he'll be able to keep all of the basar, so certainly the din should be that if a Yisrael brings a korban chatos, then the tefil yoyim should not receive any part, and the kohen that's tar should receive the entire chelek. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon continues, amaloi, that the tefil yoyim will say back to the kohen that's tar, that I really should have a right to a chelek in a korban chatos, and even though I don't have a right to a chelek in a korban mincha, as umam shed chisani mincha Yisrael, shechshem shu kaychacha kachru kaychi, and maybe it's only b'negei a korban mincha, we both have a shvacha koyach, so therefore you have a right to win over me. However, tadichini mechatis Yisrael, that who said that I would lose my right, and just like you have a strong right to a korban chatos, I also have a strong right and a strong connection to a korban chatos, and therefore the din should be that even though I'm a tefil yoyim, I should be able to get a chelik of a korban chatos. Once again, amaloi, so the kohen tar will say to the kohen tefil yoyim, but the meister gzeiras hakasuv tells us b'negei a korban chatos, hakohen mechatos yisrael yechlena b'chatei b'achol, and you have to be able to do the avodah in order to receive a chelik in this carbon, and since you were tefil yoyim, therefore you have no right to a chelik in this carbon chatos. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon continues that even though we have a pasuk b'negei a carbon mincha and b'negei a carbon chatos, however the Torah had to teach us the same din b'negei a carbon shlomim. And as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon continues with a similar shakal v'taya between a kohen that's a tefil yoyim and a kohen that's tar, and amaloi and a tefil yoyim will say to the kohen that's tar, tell me chazei v'shoik v'oichol, give me a chelik in the chazei v'shoik of a carbon shlomim, as I will be able to eat it tonight. And amaloi and the kohen tar will respond to the kohen that's a tefil yoyim that based on the following kal v'chomer, since you're a tefil yoyim, you have no right to take a chelik in the korban shlomim. And the kal v'chomer is as follows: ma b'makom sheyufa koychacha dechisicha the madach by a korban chatos, where a kohen has a stronger chelik, as a kohen has a right to the entire bus of a korban chatos, and the Yisrael doesn't have any right to a korban chatos. And even so, the Torah tells us that a tefil yoyim doesn't have a right to a chelik of a korban chatos. And if so, zok the kohen tar makom shehu koychacha b'shlomim she'en lecha ben al chazei v'shoik ein din shadichacha, then certainly b'negei a korban shlomim, where a kohen doesn't have such a strong right, as the kohen only receives the chazei v'shoik and doesn't receive any other chelik of the korban shlomim, so certainly when you're tefil yoyim, you should not be allowed to receive a chelik of a korban shlomim. However, zok Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that amaloi, that the tefil yoyim will be able to respond to the kohen tar, that ma'am dechisani mechatos ken hu rekoichi etzel nashay v'avodai, that dechini mechazei v'shoik ken yafir koichi etzel nashay v'avodai. I have a pircha to your kal v'chomer, that although it's true that b'negei one din, a chatas is more chomer than a korban shlomim, however, possibly I could explain that the reason why the Torah tells us that tefil yoyim doesn't have a right to a chelik korban korban chatas is because a kohen has less rights to korban chatas, as only a kohen could eat from a korban chatas since it's kachi kachim, and his wife and his avodim can't eat from a korban chatas. However, possibly since a kohen's wife and avodim could eat from a korban shlomim since it's kachim kalim, so possibly even though I'm a tefil yoyim, I should still have a right to take a chelik in a korban shlomim. However, once again, on maloi, that the kohen that's tar will say to the kohen that's a tefil yoyim, although you have a great taina, that is why the Torah once again tells us the zayir sakasa b'negei a korban shlomim, and the pasuk tells us the kohen harzerik is dama shlomim lo yia bazroik v'achol. The only way that you have a right to take a chelik in the korban shlomim is only if you have a right to do zrika, and since you're tefil yoyim and you couldn't do zrika, therefore since you're tefil yoyim, you have no right to take a chelik in the korban shlomim either. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon continues that now that we have all these psukim, so yatsa tefil yoyim kula v'chamur v'al reishai oinam yimina mechusik haparim ismalai, that the tefil yoyim will leave empty-handed, and he won't have any right to any portion of a korban mincha, korban chatas, or four Korban Shlomim, and all of the Tefillayim's Tainois, which were based on Kulis and Chumrais, will also not help him, and therefore it's as if they're standing on the head, just like the Tefillayim's Tainois don't work based on the Psukim, so the same would apply to an Oinein and a Mechusa Kapara, and therefore the Oinein will walk on the right side of Tefillayim, and the Mechusa Kapara will walk on the left side of Tefillayim, as they will not have a right to a Chelik in the Korban Shlomim, Korban Chatas, or Korban Shlomim. We explained the Lashon of the Gemara of Kulav Chamur V'Roshai based on the Pashas of the Lashon of Gemara, but I and the Mefarshim that discuss this point, and also I and the Mefarshim that discuss why the Gemara used Lashon Oinim Miyaminai Mechusa Kapara Mismoilai, and why would the Oinim be on the right, and why would the Mechusa Kapara be on the left. And before we continue, let us discuss the end of the Tap Taisis, where Taisis is bothered that in the previous Gemara, when we were discussing the din of Balmum, so the Gemara brought that the Torah mentions Lashon Kol Zacha, Benegei Karm Mincha, Karm Chatas, and Karm Asham, and it's mashmah from the Gemara that even if we would only say one of these terms, we would know the standard din of a Balmum that is Chayil Pekachim. For example, even if we would only state the words Kol Zacha, Benegei Karm Mincha, then we'd be able to learn the din of Chatas and the din of Asham from Karm Mincha, and Taisis is therefore bothered that why is it that in our Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon stated that we require three different psukim, one for Karm Mincha, one for Karm Chatas, and one for Karm Shlamim, and as Taisis is, Vim Taima, the Hacham Mi'aisut Lehanach Tlasa Kol Zacha, the Chesiv B'mincha V'chatz V'asham, Mashman Di Alfa Me'adadi, V'gabi Tfulyoim, B'din Dura Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that we just saw, Matzich Tlas Kroi, L'mincha Sisoa, V'chatz V'chazei V'shoik, Ayin Sham, and our Gemara now continues, Paruch Rav Achoy, Rav Achoy asked the following Shaila, and Ayin Taisis, B'chom Mokum L'shoin M'shuna, that every time that the Gemara brings down Rav Achoy, the Lashon HaGemara is different than the standard Lashon of regular Gemaras, and as we find in our Gemara, that the Gemara states, Paruch Rav Achoy, and we also find in Maseches Ksubis, a Lashon of Pasha Rav Achoy, and therefore Taisis brings down from Rabbeinu Shmuel that this Rav Achoy is not actually an Amira, he was from the Rabbanan Savroi that came right after the period of the Amrayim, and as Taisis brings down, Rabbeinu Shmuel, to Rav Achoy, Sha'asal Shiltais, Shayim Rabbanan Savroi, the Basar Ravina Ravashi, the Haisar Rav, the Kosvar Achrochain, Dvar Besef Hashas. However, Taisis points out that it could be Rav Achoy was an Amira, as Miu Bahidik Subas Eshchan Rav Ashi, the Mayor Basrei, that we found Rav Ashi actually discusses the din of Rav Achoy, and therefore would seem that Rav Achoy was an Amira, Ayin Sham. When my Sagamar continued, Baruch Rav Achoy, Rav Achoy had the following Shaila, that even though Rav Elazar ben Shimon just proved why we needed the Psukim in order to teach us that Tfulyayim would not be Chayil by Mincha, Chatas, or Shlamim, however, Rav Achoy now continues to discuss the Taina that Tfulyayim would have to regular Kayin and would allow him to accept the Bechor from Yisrael while he's a Tfulyayim, and as Rav Achoy asked, Lay Malay, Tenlim Bechor Va'ichal, that the Tfulyayim should be able to say to Kayin Tar, let me take a Bechor from Yisrael, and then I'll be able to eat it that night. However, Rav Achoy continues that the Kayin Tar will be able to Taina back to the Tfulyayim, as Mishum Da Amalei, Umabim Makum Shuru Kaychi Bechatas, Itzel Nashai Vavodai, the Chisicha Mechatas Yisrael, that Madak Benagea Karm Chatas, where I have a weaker Kayach, as I can't share Karm Chatas with my wives or with my Avodim, and even so, while you're at Tfulyayim, you can't share any chilek in my Karm Chatas. Therefore, the Kayin Tar will say to the Kayin Tfulyayim, Makum Shiafi Kaychi Bechor, the Kuli Dili, and you didn't Shadi Chachimenu, then certainly in a case, we have a stronger Kayach, and for example, in the case of Bechor, we have a right to the Bechor, and after I shech the Bechor, then I can even share it with the Tzar, and certainly I would have a stronger right, and therefore, if you're a Tfulyayim, you should not be able to take a Bechor away from me, and while you're a Tfulyayim, you should not be able to receive a Bechor from Yisrael, but the Tfulyayim will respond back to the Kayin Tar, possibly the Torah tells us that Tfulyayim has no right to a Chelek in a Karm Chatas, as just like you have a weaker Kayach, I also have a weaker Kayach, but who said that if I'm a Tfulyayim, I should have a Chelek in a Bechor, just like you have a stronger Kayach in a Bechor, I also have a stronger Kayach in a Bechor, and therefore maybe I should have a right to a Bechor, even while I'm a Tfulyayim. And once again, Amaloi, so the Kayin Torah will say to the Kayin Tfulyayim, and a real way that is Xeris HaKosav in the end of Pashas Kayach, when the Torah speaks about a Bechor, and the Pasuk states, Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Chesav, Bechor Eiz, Lay Sifta, Kaydashim, as Dom Tizuk Alam Zbech, Ves Chobum Takte, Ish Lerech, Nechor Hashem, Ubisarim Yelok, Chazea Tufa, Chesher Kayom, and Lechor Yeh. Once again, we see, Boz Roik, Vachel, the only way that you have a right to a Chelik in a Bechor is only if you could do Zrika, and since you're Tfulyayim and you can't do Zrika, therefore Tfulyayim doesn't even have a right to a Chelik in Bechor. Gemara continues that even though Rabbi Chai asked this question, however, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon did not speak about a Bechor, and therefore the Gemara points out, V'idach, why is it that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon did not speak about the din of Bechor? Gemara explains, Paruch, Miksiv, Ubisarim, Lekayin Azarek, Ubisarim Yilach, Siv, Afil, Lekayin Achar. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon actually holds that Tfulyayim does have a right to accept accept the Bechor from Yisrael, as the Pasuk B'negei Bechor doesn't state that his Basar should go to the Kohen that loser the Dam, as in reality, in Pasuk Yitzayim B'negei Bechor, the Pasuk states, as Dom Tizrek Alam Mizbech, Veschol Ben Takte Yishle Rechnech Rech Lashem, and it's only in Pasuk Yitches, where the Pasuk states, B'sar Miyelach, and therefore it's Mashma, even if you weren't able to do Zrikas Adam, you still have a right to its Basar, as it's Mashma that the words of B'sar Miyelach is referring to a different Kohen, and even if that Kohen was a Tful Yoyim, and he didn't have a right to do Zrikas Adam. How do we finish with the Sugya? So the Gemara goes back to the original story. As we saw, the Rebbe of Shimon thought about this entire Shackle of Attire while he was in the bathroom, and then when he came out of the bathroom, he said it over to Rav, and therefore the Gemara asked, that how can you think about the Vritari in the bathroom? And the Gemara answers, Lo Inse Shiny, and as Rashi at the bottom explains, and even though certainly he was trying not to think and learning, but it was Tirasium Nasai, and he couldn't control his thoughts, even though when the Gemara is Vehikh Abadachi, Rashi states to Rablazbab Shimon, the Omar Haidina Besakise, and Smashma Rablazbab Shimon actually said these words in the Besakise, but the Mefarshim explained that this is Lav Dafka, and Rablazbab Shimon only thought about these words in the Besakise, and then when he came out of Besakise, he said these over to Rav Ayin Sham. However, other Mefarshim actually understand Rashi exactly as Rashi states, that Ein Echinami Rablazbab Shimon actually said these words, and Rav heard these words from Rablazbab Shimon while Rablazbab Shimon was going to the bathroom, and therefore they bring a raya that if someone hears someone speaking and learning in the basic kisei, and that person has a right to speak and learning because it's lo'insai, therefore the person that's outside doesn't have to stop him from speaking and learning, as we don't see that Rav told them they should stop thinking and learning, and he should stop talking and learning. However, I in this fast MS that wants to explain Al-Gemara very differently, and he wants to explain that the story was that Rav was in the bathroom, which was right next to the base medrash, and Rabbi Elazar of Shim was actually giving a shir and saying over this memra, and Rav heard it while he was in the bathroom, and the Gemara's question was that how could Rav actually think and learning and listen to the shir while he was in the bathroom, and the Gemara answers, Lo Inse Shiny, Ayin Shum, and we'll stop over here.